From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Americans cannot look to the plight of the religiously oppressed and close our eyes or turn away. And that is why I will continue to urge the leaders of China to welcome the Dalai Lama to China.
I think maybe, as a politician, sometimes maybe a little lie here and there. But basically, these people truly stand certain spirit, truth, justice.
She's a political leader. She was working the crowds, and her cavalcade was moving almost at less than a snail's pace. So, you know, that creates problems.
We are prepared to risk our lives, and we are prepared to risk our liberty, but we are not prepared to surrender our great nation to the militants.
We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
And what this is about, SCHIP stands for Socialized Clinton-Style Hillary Care for Illegals and Their Parents.
The Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq.
Well, now we'll begin a process, a conversation, to find our common ground. We need to get the roll up our sleeves and do the hard work of reaching agreement.
We are parties to a treaty that outlaws torture. Torture is unlawful under the laws of this country. The president has said that in an executive order.
I find your equivocation here somewhat troubling. And FISA specifically states that it is the exclusive means for conducting foreign intelligence surveillance of people in the United States, indicating Congress did not intend to leave any room for what Senator Leahy referred to as a commander-in-chief override.